joy, and we thank you for what you have made. This is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We pray, Lord, today that you will bless us, lead us, and guide us into your word in the name of Jesus. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you so much for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Wow. It's a blessing. Amen. Tonight I want to share with you a very short scripture, short message, I should say. Amen. Amen. And I want to share with you why you must see yourself as a shepherd. Amen. Amen. Why you must see yourself as a shepherd. In other words, why you must join in the work of looking after God's people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That is who a shepherd is. A shepherd. Victor, what is a shepherd? Someone who looks after sheep. Amen. Amen. And God's people are sheep, isn't it? I think we made that abundantly clear last week, isn't it? I gave you four different verses that say clearly that God's people are seen by God as his sheep. Amen. And so the work of looking after God's people is what we call the work of a shepherd. Amen. Which is, according to Victor, the work of looking after sheep. Amen. So then, what I'm saying, or what I'm sharing with you tonight, is why you must join in the work of looking after God's people. Hallelujah. See, we have been talking since we moved to this place. Our general theme has been commitment and devotion, isn't it? How to build a church of devoted members. How we can turn this whole environment into a community of devoted members. Amen. I'm not engaging you guys. Are you looking at me? Because it's like you're in the church. That's it. You're not really listening to me. But I want you to listen to me. Amen. One of the ways to show someone that you're listening is when you are making eye contact. Amen. So look at least near me. Do you see what I'm saying? So that when I look in your direction, your eyes are not too far away from me. Can I have an amen? Amen. All right. So, yes, we're talking about building this. And I'm trying to, what I'm doing is to involve you, amen, in the work of building the church. Hallelujah. That is why I took time to share with you about the I in PVCI, which is interaction. And I explained that we all need to be engaged in the work of interaction. Amen. Amen. Right. So now I'm sort of stepping backwards a little bit to now talk about why you must be involved in the work of looking after God's people. Amen. So everyone who comes to church, or anyone who comes here more than once at least, is trying to be one of God's people. Amen. The person is trying to be one of God's people, and they deserve to be looked after. Hallelujah. Just like all sheep, if we don't look after the sheep, what will happen to them? They will go astray, and the wolf will eat them. Hallelujah. The wolf will eat them. And God is never happy when the wolf is eating his sheep. Hallelujah. In fact, he rather gets very upset at the shepherds when the behavior of the shepherds causes the sheep to fall prey to the wolves. Hallelujah. Amen. Says that when you don't look for my people, let me show you the verse I'm talking about. It's in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 34. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse, where's Ezekiel? Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 5. This verse says, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd. Can you see? They were scattered because there is no shepherd. Isn't it? According to Victor, means there's no one who takes care of the sheep. Isn't it? There's no one who looks after the sheep. Do you see? They were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. Do you see? They became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. So when people are not in the gathering, then they belong to the scattered group. Is it not the case? Yeah. When people are not in the assembly of God's sheep, then they actually belong to the scattering. Amen. And when they are in the scattering, the Bible says so many different things happen to them. They fall prey to all the beasts, all the wild animals, all the wild situations, all the difficult things that can happen to a Christian. They fall prey to such things because they are not in the gathering. Hallelujah. But the Bible explains why they are not in the gathering. They are not in the gathering because there is no gatherer. Do you see? There is no shepherd. There is no person who actually looks after the sheep. Can I have an amen? Are you understanding what I'm explaining? Which means that if we can increase the amount of shepherding that goes on in the church, then we will increase the extent of gathering. Do you understand? Do you see? Because it looks like the gathering is related directly to the presence of the shepherd. Do you get it? How much shepherd people find in a church, or how much shepherding people find in a church, you know, determines how much gathering that goes on in the church and how little scattering that goes on in that same church. And how little scattering also points to how few of our sheep actually fall prey to the wild beast of the field. I think it's very simple to understand. Yeah, even if you don't understand it, when you go home, read the verse, you'll see that you understand. And you'll be wondering what was going on in the church. Hallelujah. All right, verse 6. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Do you see what is going on? See, the definition you gave us is a very good definition. Someone who looks after the sheep. Do you see? Now, when that person is absent, one of the signs or symptoms is that the sheep are all over the place. Do you see? And he says, none did search nor seek after them. No one was searching for or seeking after them. So if we will begin to engage in searching for and seeking after the sheep, do you see? We will be curtailing the scattering, which will be increasing the gathering. Do you see what I'm saying? Why? Because it says that they were scattered because there's no shepherd. So when the work of the shepherd is activated, then it prevents the scattering. Do you see? And one of the things, or one of the ways to engage or activate the work of the shepherd is the searching and seeking after the sheep. Amen. Amen. And this is not the work or just the work of the pastor. And I'm saying that in this church, I am involving all of us. Can I have an amen? Amen. That means Gene is included. Isn't it, Gene? Gene, smile at me when I mention your name. Please, I've mentioned your name in the church. At least you must smile for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So it includes Jean. It includes Gloria. Do you understand? Pot belly or no pot belly, you are included in the work of the Lord. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. And it includes every Tom, Dick, and Harry. It includes Jason right there. Do you see? Yeah. You see, it includes Joel right there. Do you see? And it includes Victor. And it includes everybody in the church. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. So, a shepherd's job is to seek out the flock and to seek the sheep. Amen. And you see that the Lord is not happy. Verse 7. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Do you see? So, mind your own business is something that God does not like. Do you understand? It's an attitude God does not like in the church. Amen. That you think about yourself, think about your problems, think about your exams, think about your own life, think about the things that concern you, and do not reach out to the people that God is calling his flock. Hallelujah. That is something that God does not like. Akwesi, what do you think? Huh? Can you see it there? It says the shepherds fed themselves. You ask, why? Because shepherds, are they not supposed to eat? Do you see? Yeah, the shepherds are supposed to take care of themselves, but God wants them to take care especially of the flock. Because that is how they get the name shepherds. They didn't get the name shepherd from feeding themselves. They got the name shepherd. God called them shepherd because of the flock. Do you see? So he expects them to make the flock a priority. Do you see what I'm saying? Right. And he says that, thus saith the Lord, behold, I'm against the shepherds. Hey! Look, when God is against you, you don't stand a chance. What do you think? Huh? When God is against you, it's not easy. Hallelujah. Many of us struggle and many of us are afraid of little witches and so on who are in faraway places even. Do you see what I'm saying? Remote influences that do not even work. Do you understand? If you are looking for real power that you must be afraid of, this is the power. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 10. He said, I am against the shepherds. Do you see what I'm saying? So, one of the ways we can be blessed, do you see? Look, he says, behold, I'm against the shepherds, and I'll require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, and they will not be meat for them. Hallelujah. Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, I read the verses in this chapter so you can see how passionate God is about his flock. Amen. And how very much God does not want his flock to be forsaken and abandoned and neglected. Hallelujah. Amen. That means all the people who come to church here, God is very interested in all of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Because in time you will see that the scripture says no one can come. He said, Jesus said, no one can come to me except the Father which sent me draws him. Do you see? So people and their presence in the house of God is a product of a drawing by God. Do you see? God is bringing the people to himself. And when the people come, God expects that we will rise up and do the work of a shepherd, which is the work of a taking care of the sheep, which begins with seeking and searching for them. Can I have an amen? Amen. It begins with seeking and doing what? And searching for them. Amen. So like tonight, you look around and you see who is not here. If we're doing the work of a shepherd, the next thing is that we will do what? We will seek and we will do what? Search for them. When we come to church on Sunday and we do not see the flock, we do not see somebody who is supposed to be here. Do you see? Or somebody who is even trying to be here. I told you, anybody who comes here more than once is trying to belong. Do you understand? We just assume that when they come here just once, it is what? They were just trying it and testing it, isn't it? But anybody who comes again, twice, that person is trying to belong. Amen. That means there's something in this place the person likes. There's an experience in this place the person wants to repeat. Amen. And that is where our shepherding skills and our shepherding must kick in to provide care for such a person so that they are not lost and so they don't become prey to the devil. Can I have an amen? Amen. So this work of shepherding is a very important work that all of us must join. Amen. Amen. All of us must seek to be part of the work of a shepherd so that God's people will be properly taken care of. Can I have an amen again? Right. So back to Ezekiel. If you're looking with me, still in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 34. And if we were to start reading from verse 2, he says, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel." The prophecy is against the shepherd, isn't it? "Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks?" Hallelujah. See, so once again, you can see that God is talking in very strong terms about our attitude towards his people. Can I have an amen? This mind your own business. I am busy. I am doing my thing. I'm looking after myself. I'm doing my exams. I'm looking after my children. I am feeding my babies. I'm doing my own thing. Just feeding themselves is just satisfying themselves. Do you understand? Just satisfying themselves. Then he says, "Should not the shepherds feed the flocks?" Then verse 3, "You eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock." Do you see? "You feed not the diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them." Hallelujah. Amen. So you can see what the Lord is saying over here. He says, diseased need strengthening. The sick need healing. The ones that are broken need to be bound up. And then those that are driven away need to be brought again. Do you see? And those which are lost, they need to be sought after so that God's people and God's sheep can be taken care of. This is the work of shepherding. Amen. This is the work of taking care of God's sheep. And this work, we all must be involved with it. Hallelujah. Now, let me show you another verse. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. It says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Do you see? They fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Hallelujah. So you can see that God's response to the scattering of the sheep is to introduce more laborers. Isn't it? God's response to the lack of care, the lack of the searching and seeking after the sheep, the absence of people who take care of God's people, his response to that is the introduction of more laborers into the work. Amen. That is why I'm saying that now you have to be part of the church, not at the level of I'm a member, but now at the level of I'm one of those who helps to take care of God's people. Do you see the difference? The member just comes and goes. But the caretakers, those who take care of God's people, are at a higher level of commitment and membership than, you know, just membership. Hallelujah. So we are taking things one notch higher. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor we're taking it to the next level. Tell your neighbor, I know you have been coming to this church for a while, but now it's time to go upstairs. We're taking things upstairs. Hallelujah. So now we need to go beyond ground floor membership. And now we're going to the first floor, which is to work at a higher level. Amen. And God's response to that, he said, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Amen. So Victor, like when God sees that his sheep do not have a shepherd, the sheep have no shepherd, then God's response to that is to introduce more laborers like you into the field. Amen. To introduce more people. He said, let's introduce more. He said, pray that God will send forth laborers into his harvest. That's different from God sending forth members into the harvest. When God sends members, he has given us more sheep. Do you see what I'm saying? But when he sends forth laborers, then he has given us more people who help to take care of God's sheep. And as long as there is the shepherd, as long as we have more shepherd, as long as we increase the shepherding inside the church, the scattering of the sheep will be reduced. Amen. That is the direct and immediate effect of shepherding on the sheep, which is that it stops the scattering. Isn't it? Can you see it again in this verse, verse 36? They were fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Do you see? They fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. So when the shepherding goes down, the scattering goes up. And when the shepherding goes up, the scattering goes down. Isn't it? Yeah, they are inversely related. When the shepherding is increasing in the church, when you have, apart from the pastors, you have Jean, you have Gloria, you have Akwesi, and you have Victor, and you have other people who are not even here tonight, you have all those people joining in the shepherding work, then the scattering goes down. Do you see? And the sheep do not fall prey to the beasts of the field. And the gathering goes up. Do you understand? And God, of course, now turns towards the shepherds. Because we read that when the sheep were scattered, he turned against them. Do you understand? So as the sheep are being gathered, then God will turn towards us. And he will say, Son of man, prophesy to the shepherds, or prophesy for the shepherds, not prophesy against the shepherds. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the prophecies will be in our favor. That is when you can hear someone say to you, or that is when you hear that you will prosper, you can raise up your hand boldly and say, that's me, yes. Do you understand? Because the prophecies are in your favor now. But when you are not joining in the work and you are watching as God's people remain scattered, then the prophecies are against you. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, the prophecies are against you. And God specifically mentions the thing that makes people not join the shepherding work. He says, minding their own business. Do you understand? Feeding themselves. That is, making themselves satisfied. Following their own dreams and their own goals, the things they want for themselves, and making sure that it is well with them to the detriment of God's people and neglect of God's people. He said, that's the very thing the shepherds were doing. He said, what? Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Do you see? Should not the shepherds, but the shepherds have fed themselves instead, as though God is against the shepherd eating. No, God is not against the shepherds eating. But God is against the kind of eating that causes his people to be neglected. Do you understand? Yeah. A certain over-engagement with your personal satisfaction that causes the work of God and that causes the people of God to be neglected. Can I have an amen? See, I was reading the book of Nehemiah, and you can see how devoted this man was as he was trying to build the house of God. Some people came to invite him. Maybe I can share that verse with you before we close tonight. Okay. Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6 and... Nehemiah chapter 6. Okay. Now verse 1. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies, when they heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. That means I was not finished, isn't it? That Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Verse 3. And I sent a message, messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so I cannot come down. Can you see that? I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? You know, I am so challenged by this particular verse and this particular response. Hallelujah. The guy is saying that, look, I don't have anything against your invitation, but I am doing a great work. Do you understand? I'm busy, exactly. I'm doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Then he said that, why should the work that I'm doing, why should it stop? Do you see? Why should I leave the work whilst I leave it and come down to you? Why should the work stop? Hallelujah. That is a level of devotion and commitment to God's work and God's people. Hallelujah. When you get to the place where you don't see why the work should stop because of your absence. Do you understand? Where you cannot easily be taken away by anything except what you cannot really help. Do you understand? But like a casual invitation, let's go for a meeting. Let's go shopping. Let's go and watch a movie. Let's go and do such and let's go and visit such and such a place. Let's go and see the water. Or let's go and see the new bridge, the new Bay Bridge. Do you see? I hear they have built a new bridge. We can't go the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's go Sunday morning. There will be less traffic. Let's go and visit the bridge. You know, such things. That because of the bridge, you cannot come and sing in the choir. So you cause the work to cease while you go bridge watching. Do you see? And the guy said, no. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? I'm doing a great work. It may not be finished, but it's a great work. Can you imagine? The guy is calling his work a great work even though it has no doors. Do you see? It's an uncompleted project, but he can see that this is a great work. I must not leave it for anything. Do you understand? It may not look like it's supposed to look. It may not be a room full of people. It may not be a band with an orchestra and a choir with so many people in it. But it's a great work. It's a great work. It's a great work. And why should I leave it and come down to you and cause the work to cease? He said, no way. Hallelujah. When you begin to have that kind of an attitude towards God's work, God also begins to notice you in a special way. Hallelujah. The prophecies begin to work in your favor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The prophecies begin to work in your favor. Things start to work in your favor. Because as you look after God's interests, God also looks after your interests. Hallelujah. As you look after God's people, God also takes care of the things that concern you. Hallelujah. That is the reason why Matthew 6:33 is like an exchange verse. It says, you look after my things and I'll also look after your things. Do you understand? He says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit into your life? You see, and some of us are experts at deep thought. Do you see? Deep thinking that yields no results anyway. Do you understand? And a lot of worry and a lot of anxiety, do you see? That causes us to be restless and we cannot even sleep. Do you understand? And God is not saying that you shouldn't think, but he says you should ask yourself, what does your thinking change? Do you understand? And rather, because your thinking does not seem to change anything, you engage in even more thinking because you feel that if you think a bit more, you may change something. You see, so you start yourself on a cycle that actually leads nowhere. But God is saying that if you will seek my kingdom and its righteousness, he says, all these things shall be added unto you. And it is real. It is true. God will take care of you as you take care of his sheep. Amen. God will take care of you as you take care of his flock. As you make his business your business, he will take care of your business. Do you understand? How good is your best job? Do you understand? How good is your best job? Your best effort at looking after yourself. How good is it? Do you understand? And you will see in the end that you need to trust God rather. Trust God rather with the things that concern you. And God will take care of them. Hallelujah. I mean, you will either believe it now and practice it, or find out at the end that God would have done a better job than you could ever do. Hallelujah. God would have done a better. Already, if you look at your life, you'll see that most of the things that have worked are not the things you planned. Is it not true? Yeah, that most of the things you planned have already led to lots of frustration and a lot of disappointment, and it did not turn out as you thought it would turn out. Hallelujah. And it's a sign and a message from God to us that if we will rather engage ourselves and involve ourselves in the work of looking after his sheep. Victor, I'll never forget your definition of shepherd. One who takes care of the sheep. One who takes care of the sheep. Whatever it means, visiting them, feeding them, God himself listed the things. Diseased must be strengthened. Do you understand? He said, broken must be bound up. Driven away must be brought back. Sick must be healed. That's the work of taking care of the sheep. He owns the sheep. And he defines what the work of the shepherd is. Do you see? That bring them back, strengthen them, feed them, heal them, encourage them. That is the work of a shepherd. Hallelujah. And God says that if you will engage my people at that level, I tell you, the people are so precious to him. Just by standing next to him or standing next to the people, you become also precious to him. Hallelujah. Just by virtue of where you stand. Do you see? You are standing next to people that are very precious to him. Hallelujah. God's people are very precious. Amen. God's people are very precious. The church is very precious. The church is the body of Christ. And that makes it very precious to him. Because even your body is very precious to you. Isn't it? That's why even a small scratch, small pinch, you want to know the history, the origins. You want to understand how come you've got a scratch here. Do you understand? Then the next thing is that you start to take care of it. You know, most of your body is okay, just the small one. And you leave everything to go and take care of the small one. God's body is very precious to him. And if you take care of his body, God will take care of you. Amen. All the things that help you take care of your body, you see, you always put them in a proper place. You put them in a good place. The things that help you take care of your body, you always put them and arrange them in the best places. The ones you just leave around are the ones that are of no use. Do you understand? And I believe that as we make this commitment at this level, do you see? So Tuesday service is for the people who are joining at the shepherding level. Can I have an amen? That you have to have that mind that now Sunday is for members, Tuesday is for shepherds. Do you get it? Tuesday is for those who are joining at the shepherding level. And we'll learn more about the work of caring for God's sheep and God's people. And what a blessing it will be for all of us. Amen. I'm glad to have an opportunity to look after God's sheep. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a challenge worth taking on. It is a job worth doing. Not every job is worth doing. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, not every job is worth doing. Many jobs in the end will prove futile and they will be useless. But the work of looking after God's sheep and helping take care of God's people is a good job that will be a blessing to all of us. Stand to your feet and let us pray to the Lord. Amen. Let's pray and ask God to send more laborers. Hallelujah. Let's ask God to send more laborers into his vineyard. Amen. Let's pray that God will make more of us into shepherds, people who care for his sheep, people who care for the flock, people who are interested in others beyond ourselves, that you are not so obsessed with your own things, but that you are obsessed also with God's people and the things that concern God's people. The things that concern God's people. Just pray and say, Lord, please help me to be a shepherd. Help me to be a real shepherd. One who knows the whereabouts of God's people. One who knows the circumstances of God's people. Ones who take care of and look for God's people, calling them, visiting them, strengthening them, encouraging them, in the name of Jesus. God will take care of you, and God will take care of you as you look after His people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we are praying that you will use us as shepherds, Lord. We are praying that you will give us the heart of a shepherd in the name of Jesus. That you will increase the shepherd in us. You will multiply the shepherding inside us in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Increase it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Makafara malama mosha kafara babara babara mosha kafara babaya. It says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But if ye seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you in the name of Jesus. All these things shall be added unto you. They shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the spirit of a shepherd, for the heart of a shepherd, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the shepherds, that you would turn everyone, especially in the Tuesday service, however old, however young, you will put in their hearts, Lord, the care of the flock, the care of the sheep, the care of your people, in the name of Jesus. Give us that supernatural love, that supernatural interest, that supernatural care that goes beyond our own interest and our own things, oh God. Give us that supernatural care for your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give us that supernatural care in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord, for your blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we are grateful to you. We thank you for the opportunity to be shepherds. We thank you for the opportunity to be shepherds and carers of your flock, the people that Christ died for, the people who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I pray that you will put it in our hearts to be good shepherds. You will put it in our hearts, O God, to be faithful shepherds. You will put it in our hearts to be interested in your people and not just in our own things. That we will not feed ourselves, but feed rather the sheep as you also take care of us. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, take out an offering tonight and let's bless the Lord's work before we go home tonight. Distant shores and the islands will see your love. Give the nations to you, O Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Is that shores and the islands will see your love as it rises from love. You said, ask and you will receive whatever you need.
you said, pray and I hear from heaven, and I'll heal your land. Oh, you said, your glory will fill the air like water the sea. You said, lift up your eyes, the harvest is here, the kingdom is here. You said, ask and I'll give the nations to you. Oh Lord, that's the cry of my heart. Yes, that shore and the islands will see your land as it rises on high. You said, ask and I'll give the nations to you. Oh Lord, that's the cry of my heart. This that shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on earth.
Hallelujah. Take out your offering for Jesus.